Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It is Tuesday, November 22nd, and we've got the latest news you need and want to know. Here's the latest.
Donald Trump wanted to keep his tax returns private so badly that he took his case all the way to the Supreme Court, and now he's lost. After years of back and forth, the Treasury Department must finally turn over the tax returns to Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee. The panel says it needs the documents to look into whether the former president and his companies obeyed tax laws, and whether the IRS's decade-long tax audit on him was conducted fairly. But they'll have to work fast. Their investigation will likely end when Republicans take over the House in January. Donald Trump will testify in person next year to defend his company against New York's $250 million fraud trial. He's the lead defendant in AG Letitia James's suit, and until now, Trump has shunned testifying at public trials or even giving closed-door depositions. The trial could determine whether Trump and his three eldest children, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, can ever run a corporation in New York again. It's scheduled for October. The Biden administration is launching a push for people to get COVID boosters before the holiday travel season. The focus is on getting at-risk people, particularly the elderly, boosted before an expected winter surge. But it may have a difficult time convincing COVID-fatigued Americans. Only a fraction of the population has received the new boosters released this fall. And even with the triple-demic of rising COVID, flu, and RSV cases, health experts say they're struggling to get people to care. Portugal plays its first World Cup match against Ghana Thursday morning, but star forward Cristiano Ronaldo has already won some bragging rights. On Monday, he amassed over 500 million followers on Instagram. Only Instagram's own account has more followers. The image that put him over the top is a Louis Vuitton ad shot by Annie Leibovitz featuring Ronaldo playing chess against the world's second most followed person, Argentina's Lionel Messi, who is probably still reeling from a devastating defeat against Saudi Arabia today, but that's neither here nor there. And here's a little bit of trivia for you. The ad echoes one from the 2010 World Cup, also shot by Leibovitz. That featured World Cup champs Pelé, Zidane, and the late Maradona playing foosball. That's the sound ringing in student loan borrowers' ears across the country because the Biden administration has officially extended the pause on repaying student loans to June 30th, 2023. The White House says it wants to give the Supreme Court enough time to make a decision in the case about Biden's relief program before borrowers are required to start paying. This means no January payments. This means a truly joyous season. This means holiday presents for everyone, even you, Aunt Carol.
We're refreshing our headlines all day, every day, so listen in the morning on your way to work and again on your way home anytime you want a quick way to get the latest, and we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at therefresh@insider.com.
Elon Musk says he has big plans for Twitter. In a meeting with remaining employees on Monday, audio of which was leaked to The Verge, he told staff Twitter 2.0 will feature voice and video calling on the platform and encrypted DMs. Musk also says he's spoken to the creator of Signal, which is an encrypted messaging platform, to enlist his help. Musk said setting up secure DMs would make it so that even he couldn't look at anyone's DMs if somebody, quote, had a gun to his head. Since the collapse of crypto darling FTX, the extent of its disgraced CEO's lavish lifestyle has become clear. Sam Bankman-Fried had touted himself as a believer in, quote, effective altruism. But according to Fox Business, he often spent $2,500 on lunch for himself and FTX staff at a bistro close to his company's headquarters in the Bahamas. The bistro also says that the restaurant was one of several that delivered lunch bunch to FTX on a regular basis. The total cost of that? Oh, just about $10,000 a day. Hey, who says feeding your staff a $75 entree isn't altruistic? If Beyond Meat products are a key source of protein for you, you might want to go back to tofu. A former employee has leaked images to Bloomberg showing unsanitary conditions inside one of the company's factories in Pennsylvania. Black mold is visible on walls and on ingredient containers. Leaked internal documents also disclosed that products were contaminated with the dangerous bacteria Listeria nearly a dozen times in the past year. Beyond Meat says it goes, quote, above and beyond industry standards, but the leak comes at a tough time. Inflation is steering shoppers away from pricey plant-based meat. The company also laid off 200 employees last month and lost key senior leadership. Kanye West says he is selling off leftover Adidas, Yeezy, Gap, and Balenciaga hoodies for $20. Oh, and he's running for president again. The company's cut ties with him after his recent anti-Semitic comments. In a video tour of his LA workshop, he shows off sweatpants branded Ye24, and it sounds like he's working on his platform.
Everything's been so divisive. Think about when they say diversity. People look at that like it's a good thing, but we're the United States of America.
Ye's anti-Semitic comments also saw him banned from Twitter, but his account was reinstated on Monday. More people over 80 are ignoring retirement and choosing to work. Just over 5% of octogenarians are still employed, including President Biden, who turned 80 on Sunday. That's up from just 2% in the 1980s. Analysis from Insider says this could come down to several factors: a desire for purpose, a need for an income, or just medical advancements leaving people healthy enough to work into their golden years. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.